Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. Do have a chance for some showers and maybe thunderstorms this afternoon. Another warm, sticky one with a high in the upper 80s. Temperature-wise, around the area, we are looking into Kenosha, where we get the temperature reading of, there it is, 70 degrees already at 5:30 in the morning. Burlington, 67. Milwaukee, 75. It is 72 degrees in Racine. 105 years after the original was built on Racine's near southwest side, a new Gilbert Knapp Elementary School was dedicated in a ceremony attended by several hundred, including some of the students who will be going there when the new school year starts in 2 weeks. School Board Vice President Dennis Weiser noted the original building from 1911 was geared at 19th century education. This new one is all about the 21st century and beyond.
We're not saying this alone will solve all the challenges that come with education nowadays, but it will clearly be a better environment for students, families, and the staff. There will be a much wider range of tools available. The staff will be able to do the things they want to do in a more comfortable fashion, and everybody's going to come out ahead.
Meanwhile, Police Chief Art Howell talked about education factoring into public safety.
1995, we built the first of several brand new community policing homes where we don't just do law enforcement work, we do community development, we do community revitalization, we do a lot of different things. We have homework assistance in those facilities, and we were really proud of our efforts. But when I look at this facility, this is the ultimate COP place right here. And so just thank you for everybody that had anything to do with it. And this is a wonderful day in the life of our children, so we should celebrate together.
The time capsule from the original school will not be opened until the year 2076, as it was intended. After the ceremony, the crowd got a chance to walk around inside and see what their tax dollars created. Next Wednesday, the dedication of the new Olympia Brown School, the Gifford Addition Ceremony, slated for August 31st. The new Knapp School, replacing the building that was demolished recently, standing as a namesake to the founder of Racine, the footprint of that old site, going to become part of a new complex with a playground and some green space to it.
Took all summer to take down the old building. It was a very big old building. What's happening now is they're backfilling the footprint. They're going to bring in dirt and top fill the dirt. And as you look from the front door of the school out into where the old building used to be, on the right-hand side will be some additional parking as well as hard surface playground. And on the left-hand side will be green space.
RUSD Chief Operations Officer David Hazen saying that aside from some of the basic playground features, that old site is somewhat open for suggestion. He also remembers his days on the board when it was not possible to have built even one new school, let alone three. The UW System Board of Regents approving a strategic framework called 2020 FWD, Moving Wisconsin and the World Forward. System President Ray Cross says it'll provide strategic direction for the educational pipeline, the university experience, business and community mobilization, and operational excellence. UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford saying that 2020 FWD's strategic framework is a result of thoughtful, inclusive dialogue around the state, encompassing the strengths of all the UW campuses, and it meets the needs of the state. The framework developed from public university listening sessions and surveys, including those done at Parkside. It's good news for Packer fans who were disappointed with the Hall of Fame preseason game that got canceled earlier this month due to the little paint issue with the field. Going to be some reimbursement involved, but on to a limited basis, according to this report from John Stolness.
The Hall says they will reimburse fans who traveled to Canton, Ohio to watch the annual preseason Hall of Fame game between the Green Bay Packers and Indianapolis Colts on August 7th. The NFL had to cancel the game after paint on the field congealed and became like concrete. Hall of Fame officials say fans who bought tickets will be offered refunds and will be reimbursed for any fees and for one-night hotel accommodations. At least four fans sued the NFL in federal court in Ohio over the canceled game. The Hall says it will also offer fans who were affected four free tickets to the museum. I'm John Stolness.
City of Kenosha's pools at both Washington and Anderson Parks are going to be closing for the season at the end of the day on Sunday. Pools will be open from 10 a.m. till 5:45 p.m. through the weekend, which is going to be especially important with today's forecast. A reckless homicide charge has been filed in Racine County against a Chicago man accused of selling drugs used by a Burlington man who died of an overdose in May. WRJN's Janet Hoff has details.
31-year-old Corey Holmes has also been charged with delivery of narcotics and conspiracy to deliver heroin, all as party to the crime. According to court documents, Burlington police were called to a city gas station on May 24th and found an unresponsive man in a car. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy determined he had died from an overdose of fentanyl. The investigation determined another man had purchased what he thought was heroin and had given the drug to the victim. His identification of the seller led to Holmes' arrest. Holmes made an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court, and a preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And police in Kenosha say an 11-year-old boy made a false 911 call this week that resulted in an emergency response to his claim that his mother had been murdered. Reports say almost a dozen squad cars were dispatched to the scene and apartment complex in the 1400 block of 16th Avenue, the boy having told a dispatcher he was hiding under a bed with intruders still inside the residence. It was all false. The Kenosha Plan Commission, with little discussion, backing amendments to three of the city's tax incremental districts, plus the creation of a new district designed to help spur future development at the Chrysler site in response to future development downtown and to try to bring in a new business. The proposal uses funding from successful TIF districts to fund projects in the others. Mayor John Antaramian saying that before any development can happen at the Chrysler site, there has to be infrastructure in place, but he warned it's going to take a little bit of time.
Not a fast project. It's something that's going to take us time. We have to get the finish and the cleanup. We have to make sure then the infrastructure gets in. And then the development itself will take a fairly long time for that to occur. Because it's got to be done right. The big push I have made with all staff and everyone else is that as we do things, let's make sure we do it right the first time.
Another proposal involves development of a city-owned parking structure with a vacant lot east of the post office, the most likely location, and Aramian saying it would likely happen with additional downtown development. There's another project for a $500,000 grant to a business that would plan to move into an existing building in the business park of Kenosha, bringing with it about 100 jobs. Company has not yet been named. Twin Disc is reporting losses in the fourth quarter and for the full year, driven by the lagging oil and gas markets, reducing demand for its products. Racine-based company reporting a net loss of $5.5 million, or 49 cents per share in the fourth fiscal quarter. That compares to a profit of $476,000 during the same period. For the year, Twin Disc reporting a net loss of $13 million versus an $11.2 million profit in 2015. City of Racine's 2017 budget process is going to be rolling out in the next few months, and it may include some modifications in terms of the information being presented to the aldermen for their eventual vote. During Committee of the Whole discussion, Alderman Sandy Widener, who likes Kenosha's budget information, especially the capital improvement spending plan, said that the numbers they get need to have some meaning and some understanding.
I know that we spend a lot more time in Committee of the Whole's discussing the budget than they do in Kenosha. You're correct on that. But that's getting a lot of verbal information, and I don't know about everybody else, but I probably lose 90% of it in the course of the discussion, and I myself prefer something that I can read and understand.
Administrator Tom Friedel said his review showed Kenosha does just a few things differently, but otherwise much of what Racine does in terms of presenting the budget information.
What the levy limits mean, they talk about historically, and we do it in graphic form, what's the rate of shared revenue, what has been transpired over the years, how it's gone up or down. We do the same thing. Again, I tend to do that. Maybe it's because I'm a graph person that sees things and understands it better that way, and I think most people do. That's the way I like to present it. Again, a person doesn't get to see that at home, so maybe that would be a better way in this.
Alderman Terry McCarthy subscribes to the old adage that the devil is in the detail, while Alderman Mike Shields supports the budget from the mayor's office containing some of the additional information. Administration will be presenting the budget plan for 2017 with some of those recommendations from the alderman and then fine-tune the process from there based on feedback. Speaking of money, the Board of Regents has approved the UW Systems budget request, but one of the members, Tony Evers, the superintendent of Wisconsin's public schools, voted no.
If you look at what our campuses have had to decrease their budgets and deal with deficits, not counting Madison and Milwaukee, it far exceeds that $42.5 million, which is not trying to reverse what happened last time.
Evers said the $42.5 million in additional spending requested doesn't make up for the $250 million cut from the system last year. That smaller amount targeted for a new initiative called, and we mentioned it earlier, 2020 FWD, Moving Wisconsin and the World Forward. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.